So these are all very interesting points. The closing remark I'll make is that in 2008, which is not that far away, the screening studies both in this country and abroad are expected to be reported, which means the impact of PSA on mortality will be known. And all of us here are probably enthusiasts and hoping that that study is going to show a benefit. But if and when it does, there will be a huge influx of cancers of the type we just mentioned, because overdiagnosis is a problem that comes along with PSA, and we've known it for some time. And so we've got 3 years to figure out what we're going to do with all of that if and when the screening studies are positive, and all indications are likely that they probably will be. It's going to triple the number of patients we have with prostate cancer in the urologic radiation oncology practices, and a lot of them are going to be in this very, very true low risk, or some people might say no risk category. It's just food for thought.